Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's been part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie's, what a great brain trust member. She's been with us for about 9 years. She's been hanging out with us. She's one of the great entrepreneurs of our time, one of the great inventors of our time, one of the great leaders of the marketplace of our time. I'm so proud of what she's accomplished. She's the home problem solver. She's the green bag inventor, the green box, and, of course, my favorite, the cake cutter. That doesn't get any better than the cake cutter as far as I'm concerned. Guys, did you know that thing expands? You can make it bigger? Do you know that? Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, wonderful to be here, Jim.
Thank and the you. Queen of home shopping. Right? Huh?
Well,
how many units have you sold on television? How many billion?
Oh, let's say over a billion, but I don't really know the number.
That's like McDonald's hamburger, folks. That's like McDonald's hamburger territory. Goodness gracious!
I don't have a sign flashing over the office.
I think you should have though. I think you should have.
It's 21 years. 21 years.
You know, next month is my 21st year doing this mayhem, this craziness.
We'll have to celebrate together.
We will have to celebrate together. So, one of the things, Debbie, that I want you to talk about is what along the lines of what I've been trying to for a number of years now to get across to my audience about the importance of being the CEO of their company. And, you know, when you're the manager of your company, and sometimes you have to do management things. You have to be a manager sometimes. But you also have to get to the point where you are the CEO of the company. And the CEOs are not supposed to manage. They're supposed to lead. They're supposed to lead with their vision. They're supposed to lead with their values. And over your career, you've witnessed lots of examples of where leadership trumped being a manager, and how that manifested in a number of different ways. Talk to us about that.
Well, certainly, leadership. Everyone talks about leadership, but I think very often leadership becomes confused with management. When I was in business school, we were taught a kind of a very basic precept, and that was that you manage things and lead people.
Say that again. Say that again, folks. This is going to be on the test. Go ahead.
You manage things and lead people, because you can manage.
Like
you
that.
Manage things like a mission, a budget, processes, projects, contracts, things like the programs. But the people who execute those missions, those projects, have to be led. So you can be a manager who isn't a leader, or you can be a leader who isn't the manager. In your point, the CEO of a company has to lead. The mission has to, the goal is the mission. How do we affect that mission? But then you have to have people who will actually get the best out of individuals. And it's kind of like an influencing them and developing them. That's why we have mentors, we have coaches. It's supervising people. It's not managing people. And it's really a more insightful role, I think.
When have you seen this? When have you seen getting this upside down cause trouble? When you've seen it, not specific examples, but when you've seen people manage instead of lead, what kind of problems have you seen manifest?
I think you get a workforce that isn't invested. They are being told what to do. They're being micromanaged to the point of them not having any skin in the game,
right.
Really. A leader can inspire people, can actually teach people, can not teach them how to do their job, but you know, kind of helps them form critical thinking skills. Leaders make other leaders. Leaders mm-hmm. help develop new leaders. And that's part of that little piece of the puzzle that I think a lot of people lose along the way. They don't want to help other people up.
Ah. You know,
there's something to be said for that. And mm-hmm. I've come across that many times. And I've come across people who at
Sheryl Sandberg wrote a book about that, didn't she?
Yes.
Lean in.
Absolutely. Yes.
About how women don't have, she reported on that, how women treat other women in that way. Hold on to that thought. We're going to come right back with Debbie Meyer. Debbie, I need your website, please.
DebbieMeyer.com.
DebbieMeyer. Pretty easy. DebbieMeyer.com, folks. Check it out. Quick break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.